Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Friday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out later on today on Drive Time from 4 p.m. alongside Jason Cundy. Oh yeah, the fun boy has been allowed out for the day. Anyway, we begin with Mikel Arteta's Arsenal hilariously getting dumped out of the Europa League by Sporting. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
Can Aaron Ramsdale come to Arsenal's rescue? No, he can't! And Arsenal's long, long wait for a European trophy continues. Ramsdale, who was lobbed from the halfway line, kicks the ball away in frustration. There is no Europa League quarter-final. 1994, the last time Arsenal lifted a European trophy. That wait goes on. It's finished on penalties. Sporting 5, Arsenal 3. The Gunners are out of Europe.
Brutal.
Yeah,
I mean,
brutal.
That's the brutal way. You can't find a winner in 90 and 30 minutes added. You've got to go to pens. Bad way to go out. What a way to win it, though. By the way, those fans, what a night they're going to have in North London. Those Portuguese.
Yeah, North London's going to be absolutely rocking.
I don't know. You go through the competition, you win it, it's magnificent. If it's not and affects your plans in the league, that's a different story, but... We wanted to go through, and we put everything and the effort that the boys put. When it wasn't our best day, individual and collectively, the hunger and that desire that it showed to win, the way they were tracking back, it was incredible. They really wanted it, and today it didn't happen. So we need to put the head up and now look. For Palace, is what it is. It's 11 games. The first one starts on Sunday.
Even though they'll be devastated they've gone out, and you should be when you get out of it, not get knocked out of a competition at this stage of it, because Arsenal are one of the best sides in it and one of the favourites. But you know what? There is a silver lining. Once the dust settles, once they play Palace at the weekend, there's an extra half an hour on those legs. Tomiyasu limped off, as did Saliba. You know, you just wonder whether actually tonight going out, even though it sounds pretty, isn't the worst, bearing in mind... They can now really go on and win this title.
Sometimes when you're playing, right, and you're in a rhythm,
yes, of course.
You know, like I think Manchester United were playing every 3.5 days,
right,
and they were just in a rhythm, and you're just knocking out results. It's just games and games and games. You're hardly training. Arsenal have had that a little bit this season where they're just banging out results every week. You know, they're playing Saturday, then they're playing Thursday, and then they're Sunday, then they're Thursday, and then, you know, and they're winning games. All of a sudden, now that's gone, right? You play on Sunday, then you got to wait until Saturday. And then it's another Saturday. You have a bad result. Like what happened with Manchester United. Marcus Rashford said, I can't wait for another game. I need a game. If they get one bad result, they got to wait a week. Sometimes it can actually go against you.
It is an absolute worldie of a goal to get Sporting back on terms. 63 gone here. Arsenal 1, Sporting 1. He was just on the edge of the centre circle. That is incredible.
This was our best chance to win a trophy, and I think we bottled it. I'm not convinced that we're going to win the league. Arteta's decision-making is terrible. His in-game management is not good enough. If we had Pep or Klopp in charge, I would put my house on it that we'll win the league.
On now to Manchester United boss Erik ten Hag after they reached the quarterfinals of the Europa League. No surprise there. Even that first goal from Marcus Rashford was unbelievable.
Their last five European campaigns have all been ended by Spanish clubs, but this one goes on. Having seen off Barcelona in the playoff round, they've now thumped Real Betis 5-1 on aggregate. they're favourites to lift this competition. They've already got the League Cup under their belt this season. Will they be able to add the Europa League triumph as well? Is it going to be a repeat of 2017?
The team was creating some chances. Resi had some chances before. He missed some, but he keeps belief, keep trying, and he got his reward.
By and large, this has been a really controlled performance by Manchester United. They have more of the ball, more shots. They've obviously taken the opportunities when they've come, with Marcus Rashford smashing one home from 25 yards. He's a man in great form right now, and the Man United fans are enjoying it. It's been a good performance, job done. Quarter-final draw to look forward to tomorrow.
And here's the West Ham boss, David Moyes, after they reached the quarterfinals of the Europa Conference nonsense, wherever that thing is.
All too easy for West Ham. Tougher tasks lie ahead, but they're into the last eight. West Ham 4, Larnaca 0. West Ham win 6-0 on aggregate.
Really pleasing. I don't think it's something which happens all the time. We've now had two quarterfinals in the last 2 years in Europe. We've had some great trips with the supporters. We've had some played in some brilliant stadiums. And it's been great for the club, it really has been. I've got to say, it's been great for my staff and the players. We've really enjoyed it.
Remember the name, Divin Mbamba, and the goal he scored tonight, because he could go on to be quite a big name in football.
There's nothing gives you more pleasure than getting young players an opportunity. It's a really difficult road to become a professional footballer, especially in the Premier League. I'll tell you what he does, he runs and he does the work and he doesn't think twice about his effort or anything he does. And because of that, we've grown to him all the time.
Now, Gareth Southgate has been speaking to the media, having revealed his first squad since the World Cup. There were places for Harry Maguire, Mark Gaye, but no room for Ben White or Trent Alexander-Arnold. Ivan Toney made the squad, despite an ongoing investigation by the FA. However, Southgate insisted that it wasn't a difficult situation.
There's been no trial as far as I'm aware, and he's available and playing for his club. He's the second highest scorer Englishman in the Premier League, and his all-round game's good. So I think ahead of the World Cup, Callum Wilson hit a vein of form that was exceptional leading in, and we took a decision to take Callum with us, which we were very happy with, and we were happy with his performances there. He's had some injury problems in the last few weeks and probably hasn't hit that level, and Ivan has continued to score goals and his all-round game has been good. So for me, it was a pretty straightforward decision.
And Kyle Walker as well, you said in the press conference that you've had a long couple of conversations with him, and we have been in this situation with Kyle before. How much have you had to impress on him that what he does outside of England and Manchester City is so important nowadays?
Well, I haven't had to impress it too much. He's a father himself. He recognises his responsibility. It's a reminder for all of the players that when you are an England international, there's an additional level of scrutiny and an additional level of expectation. So Pep sort of discussed that quite clearly last week in his press conference as well, and we move forward.
Now, Liverpool's Champions League hopes ended at the hands of Madrid for a third consecutive season, meaning it's a trophyless season for Clippity Klopp. Simon Jordan is keen for Liverpool to stick by their manager throughout this tough spell.
I would back Klopp. If I was an owner of a football club, I would take Klopp as my manager every day of the week. Every day of the week. Whilst you get these sort of peaks and troughs with him, and defending the Premier League title wasn't a great one, and bouncing back off a season where they looked like they could have done all four hasn't been a good one. But he's one of those that will inspire those around him. He'll bring the fans with him, but he doesn't seem to go against the owners. A lot of these guys bring the fans with them and then use that as a weapon when they don't quite get what they want from the owners. I think Klopp ticks so many boxes. The manner in which this team plays when it's on song, the manner in which he rebuilds a football club and makes it irresistible to watch, some of the achievements that he delivers, and also the perfect squaring of the circle for me as a former owner. You don't hear this carping and bitching when he doesn't get all of this embarrassment of riches that some of the other clubs get.
Now, retired boxer Kell Brook saw a video of him snorting white powder leaked in January that exposed his mental health struggles to the world. He told White and Jordan that the leak was one of the best things that could have happened to him.
His rats out there, you know, his rats and the usual suspects, you know,
you don't really think you're the, you know, friends, but it shows you that the people out there want to do that and want to just ruin you, you know. But for me, it's the best thing what could have happened, you know. It's the best thing because, you know, the world knows now, and the weight's off my shoulders, you know. Instead of just being a fire and dealing with this depression and the lowest, you know, you can ever imagine, I've got the help that I need. You know, you don't train for a fight on your own. You need a trainer, you need strength and conditioning, you need a nutritionist, and I know that now. You know, I've got the help, and I'm speaking to the right people.
You're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to a bit of horse race. And the final day of the Cheltenham Festival is live on TalkSport today, including, of course, the big one, the Gold Cup. Here's how day three sounded. Cue TalkSport's horsey man, Rupert Bell.
They're calling him in. You can hear the traditional Cheltenham roar as they sent on their way. Stage Star has gathered his momentum again and has picked up terrific ride from Harry Compton here on Stage Star.
And the British champion trainer finally roared.
On the far side, Good Time Johnny just may have it. And Good Time Johnny has come out of the pack and he's striding away. And another win for Ireland and has made it a rout in the end.
There are obviously other horses in this race. Blue Lord, Envoy Allen and Janadil are all interesting.
And Envoy Allen is galloping and striding away. And this is a stunning performance. Rachel Blackmore, a second win for her.
She just looked to be travelling so well.
Sardar Burley is striding out. Game run from Dashiell Thrasher. But give it to Sardar Burley. An absolutely fantastic run. Winning a gripping stay of her.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy. After our show, it's Nottingham Forest against Newcastle in the Premier League. It's a TalkSport exclusive. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts up first in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, or I'll come and get you.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Thank you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.